This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Political parties have intensified campaigning for the third and final phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir and single phase voting in Haryana. Polling in Jammu and Kashmir in the final phase will be held on Tuesday for 40 assembly constituencies. Leaders of various political parties are holding back-to-back rallies and roadshows to woo the voters. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address a rally in Jammu today. Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi will also address rallies in Union Territory today. Meanwhile, BJP National President and Union Minister J.P. Nadda held a rally at Katua in Jammu yesterday. He praised the peaceful assembly elections in the Union Territory. Mr. Nadda highlighted that the people have chosen ballots over bullets, showing their commitment to peace and development. Later, addressing a press conference, the BJP National President said youth in Kashmir have joined the national mainstream and rejected terrorism and violence. In Haryana, polling for the 90 assembly seats will be held on the 5th of October. Poll campaign in the state has also intensified. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah addressed three public meetings in Ambala, Kurukshetra and Rewari yesterday. He highlighted the initiatives taken by the BJP government in Haryana. Mr. Shah criticized the Congress regime in the state in the previous term, saying that it was marked with cuts, commission and corruption. He further accused the Congress of lying to farmers in the name of MSP. Congress leader Kumari Selja addressed rallies at Kalamwali and Dabwali yesterday. She criticized the BJP government for troubling farmers, labourers, traders and unemployed youth. She accused the BJP of misusing agencies like the Enforcement Directorate for political gains. The leaders of the Aam Aadmi Party and other regional parties are canvassing actively for their candidates. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a day-long visit to Telangana today. During her stay, the President will grace the 21st convocation of the Nalsa University of Law in Hyderabad. She will also inaugurate the Bharatiya Kala Mahotsav at Rashtrapati Nilayam in Secunderabad. The 8-day-long Kala Mahotsav will showcase the art, culture, crafts and culinary diversity of Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Manipur, Meghalaya, Mizoram, Nagaland, Sikkim and Tripura. Indian Railways will operate over 6,000 special trains in the upcoming festive season for Durga Puja, Diwali and Chhat Puja between 1st October to 30th November. Every year, Indian Railways run special trains during festive season to facilitate the travel of lakhs of passengers. There has been a notable increase in special trains compared to previous years. Last year, 4,429 special trains were operated during this season. India's foreign exchange reserves have surged by $2.83 billion to touch a new lifetime high of $692.29 billion in the week ended 20th September. Foreign currency assets, a major part of the overall foreign exchange reserves, increased by $2.057 billion to $605.686 billion. In the previous week, the reserves had increased by $223 million to $689.458 billion. Gold reserves also increased by $726 million in the reporting week to reach $63.61 billion. The country's special drawing rights with the International Monetary Fund went up by $121 million to reach $18.54 billion. Israeli forces conducted airstrikes on several residential buildings in Lebanese capital of Beirut yesterday. Israeli and American officials have revealed that the attack was intended to target Hassan Nasrallah, the leader of the Iran-backed armed group Hezbollah. Israeli military claims the strike targeted Hezbollah's central headquarters, which was located beneath the residential buildings. In badminton, the women's doubles pair of Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand will face the Taiwanese duo C.P. Shan and Hung Chin Tzu in the semi-final at Macau Open today. The match is scheduled to start at 10:50 a.m. Indian Standard Time. The third-seeded Indian pair stormed into the last four, defeating Taiwan's Hu Xin Yu and Wu Yin Yu. And that is the end of this news bulletin.